Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Where It Rooted Gay Witches Blog. Of course, hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. Of course, I'm going to call in the fucking ancestors, but this morning I'm going to call in the ancestors of fucking Ogun because he saved my black ass yesterday from being fucking arrested with the LAPD and the sheriff department and the CHP and whatever P. But the bottom line is this, just a matter of shit happening. So I'm going to call on all the fucking Orishas today, either you, Ishu, Yemaya, Oshun, Ochezi, who else am I missing? Oya, of course, Ogun, and any others, Obatala, Uran, Uluruun, whatever, Uran, all of them, even ones that are known and unknown, foreseen and unforeseen, I call on my Orishas today, and of course, I'm going to put forth my ancestral energies, my bloodline, my non-bloodline to the warriors, to the ones who died. Shoot, today, my son, who did you bring up today? Breonna Taylor? Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, and all the other soldiers that are out there, no matter what, police brutality is a motherfucker. But of course, I'm going talking about the root of them all, the ancestral energies of them all. Of course, I'm talking about Africa, the loose booty syndrome that's fucking going on in Africa that people don't fucking know about. Of course, I'm going to bring in Sandy, and I'm going to do that right about now.
Okay.
Hey, Sandy.
I'm here.
Hey. You're here? It's early.
Yeah. Can you hear me? You can hear it in my voice. let me start off by saying good morning,
mm-hmm.
CCSF. We know you're listening or you will be listening, and I'd like to wish you a fuck you on this morning. So good morning, Jennifer. Good morning, Trevor. How y'all
real
doing?
Real shit.
Okay.
You know what? I just want to say something really quick pertaining to that because I did a video this morning about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Anthony had a lot of input on that video, and he said something that I didn't even peep. And I tied in your deposition.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Anthony said, how come they kept asking our ages, asking the kids' ages?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh. Over and over, Mark Anthony said they kept asking ages.
That's
right.
Isn't
that what they said in your deposition and my deposition?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the big one, she already knows that information.
Okay. And then Mark Anthony noticed they kept asking about addresses. They kept trying to confirm addresses.
Geographical locations. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm sorry, Chad. So, here we go. I had to tell people yesterday why we didn't do Freaky Tales. And
mm-hmm.
I wanted people just to understand how convoluted energies can be. And sometimes you just kind of got to sit back for a moment and then let the spirits guide.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looping back this morning on the subject that I was discussing with you, and you're like, I had no clue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The way I want you to come in, because you understand about fetishes, okay?
Yeah.
And there's a whole fetish out there, of course, what we call the diaper fetish, okay?
Which is new to me.
Oh, well, no, actually
and, not. No, yeah. I'm talking about the fetish with men wearing diapers, and we see it a lot in the gay community, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But let's talk about the energies that's going on in Africa with the gazy African men and what is going on. I talked about this in the past where some people were offended, but let's really talk about this other energy that nobody ever talks about of white men going to Africa from missionary to military to visitors to people abroad from European countries and all going to Africa and fucking the African men. And there's been energies that was talking about how the military goes over there fucking the African men. There has been research and stories been talked about how now there's a supposed, how can I say, shortage of diapers because of loose booty. Okay? Now, we understand that butt plugs came from during a medieval period. In addition, when the kidnapping of our ancestors, they used butt plugs to stop the supposed diarrhea from coming out, and they were metal butt plugs. Today, they have butt plugs and all this shit for the ass, but butt plugs were really a form of capital punishment. However, they use, so there is something in some parts of the gay community, especially some of the older men, use butt plugs because they ass is talking. And they, and because they ass is talking and is loose, they use butt plugs. That's why they talk a lot also in the gay community. And I'm just talking from what I've heard and what some of the people that I've spoken to. They said that's why some older men go with younger men because, of course, the rectum is tight. However, they really don't talk about the longevity. I remember back in the day, I used to do home health care. And the bottom line is that the woman I used to work for, her rectum hole was right open and lost its elasticity. So, yes,
really?
It is true, but that is, yes. But that is the reasoning of butt plugs. Look at the porn industry. There's this new shit, having the inside of your rectum popping out your ass. That's a whole fetish right there, opening up the ass.
Wait, say that again. The rectum popping out the ass.
Yes, there is. It looks inside out. Okay, look it up.
That's what that shit is.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. That, and that's not normal, but the porn world makes it normal. Okay. At the same time, they're not telling us that most of them motherfuckers that are being fucked, the females, are men. But I'm going to look at that in the corner because I'm talking about Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that there's this new subculture, and we shouldn't say new, but there's a culture in Africa that's uprooting itself where more and more African men are being fucked in the ass for payment. I'm going to put something out, and I'm going to drop it to you. Remember when we were at the airport, and remember we see this African brother, chocolate, tall African brother. He was well taken care of. I could tell by the clothes he was wearing. They were name brand couture. But when we seen his boyfriend, I was like, shit, dude, and I was telling you about it. It made me wonder, where did you get him from? Where did you get this African brother from? Okay, so go on to what you were going to say.
I was going to ask, because I don't know that much about it until you were telling me about it. Do you think mm-hmm. it is, do you think it's a widespread thing throughout Africa or just certain African countries?
I honestly believe it's widespread. The main country that they're focusing on is Ghana. It's happening in Nigeria. It's happening in Kenya. We already know it's happening in Egypt. It's happening in Morocco. Okay. It's happening in Congo. For sure, it's happening in South Africa. Okay. And the bottom line is that we have to understand that white men have always been infatuated with the black man's penis.
Yeah.
Remember the whole candy bar. What is it? Is it Chris Wilson? And y'all, forgive me. Let me see. Is it Frances Chris Wilson who talked about in her book how the candy bar was created, and it was created in the replica of the black man's penis. Exactly. Frances Crest Wilson. She, in her book, talked about those type of energies. So there's various energies that's been going on all the way since slavery, from when the missionaries came and the various missionaries, especially we have the Roman Catholic Church. We have all the motherfuckers going to Africa. But the bottom line is that they have pushed their culture in Africa for many years, where now even some of the African brothers are emulating the psychological and psychopath behavior of, I'm going to say, white America from Spain on. And mm-hmm. some of them harm their sons. I'm talking about in Africa now, where they're practicing some of the energies of homosexuality. They're molesting their sons. Now,
wow.
Okay, and those are taught behaviors. So we have to look at the trail. So the question is this: why is it now in Africa that there is a supposed or allegedly a diaper shortage? And it has nothing to do with a fetish. It has everything to do of being used in a horic ritual energy and being fucked in the ass and your bowels coming out your fucking ass. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
So you telling me, and now you have China over there. Now you don't even know what culture that is. For example, remember I told you about this YouTuber and an Asian man walked up on him and said, "No nigger zone," right? Then he was talking shit. Yeah, but he was talking shit to the brother, and the brother was threatening him, "Baby, I'm going to put hands on you." So the Asian said, "Are you man enough?" Let that sit for a moment. When has anybody ever said a black to a black man, "Are you man enough to whoop my ass?"
Not over
Let
here.
Let that sit. So what I'm saying to you is that we have this culture in Africa that has uprooted itself of others or men going over there fucking on the African men for pay, for sexual favors, for energy, sucking up their souls, inputting or instilling a certain vibration in Africa that has uprooted. That is alone a demonic spirit because they're used as prostitutes. They were saying that sometimes late at night they can hear the sexual energies going on between the white man and the African man. They're hearing it with the young boys. If you're in some cases, impoverished, or you want out of something, is that gazy? Are you just fucking just to be fucking? What the fuck is really going on in Africa? Why is this happening? Is Africa damaged? Because once you have the men out for the count in Africa, everything else falls. But people don't get it. Because the bottom line is that if we have brothers in Africa going gazy, not by choice, but just for income and money, that frequency and vibration connects to the United States and to the rest of the world. And because Africa is not in its place, we're not in our place, even though we're here and we're urban. But if the epicenter of it all, which is the cure, the medicine, is fucking up, and they're letting certain vibrations and frequencies hit us, are we out for the count? What do you think about that?
What I am thinking right now, listening to what you're saying, is Africa has been out for the count, and it started way before the Gezi shit. The Gezi shit wouldn't have happened, in my eyes, in my opinion, if Africa never sold their soul by giving away the religion, practices, spirituality. They started by selling it to Latins that go over there, to white people that go over there to learn. And they learn and then come and use the shit against us. So the way I feel is Africa has already been doomed before the gay shit. They were doomed when they started, you know, when they started teaching foreigners our their practices and not staying connected. I mean, outside of the gay stuff, we would have conversations. I would tell you about the stuff that I'd hear about how African women, they idolized white men and want white men. Do any fucking thing for a white man. Everything is white, even with the African men wanting white women. Now you have them fucking with being gay. And all of that is a disconnection from spirit and practices. And I don't know if it's a generational thing or if it's, just across the board. And when I read things about specific countries, like especially Nigeria, and apparently, you know, there's right now there's this big thing where the young are fighting against the old. And it's, it's all about poverty and you know, not having resource, just being poor, which does lead into, you know, the gaziness. So in my eyes, it all starts from the root. You turned your back on ancestors. You decided to become Christian and all these other fucking religions. And moving away from your core, which is spirit, ancestral spirit, traditions and practices. So once you move away from that, what else do you have? Of course, you're going to fall into the state that you are in now. It's the same with us over here. There's a lot of us that aren't connected, don't want to be connected, doing practices that aren't of us. Or just not wanting to be connected, want to be, you know, stuck in the material world. And, you know, even the shit that happened yesterday with the CHP, is like that brings it back. And I was telling you, and people may not like what I'm about to say, but this is how I feel. If black people were to stay connected to spirit and their ancestors. I'm not talking about all these other novelty trends, practices that you know, black people are doing now, whether it's Wiccan and all that other bullshit. I mean, it's not bullshit to other people, but it's bullshit for us because that's not us. When you move away from spirit and not listening, like I say, yesterday you listened to spirit. You were led by spirit. And when you get in trouble, you have to listen to spirit and follow spirit. If you don't, you have to deal with the consequences. The consequences can be either death, it can be jail or whatever. But because we're not connected, that's why a lot of the things happen to us. And we don't want to see that because then that puts the blame on us for not following. So for me with Africa, it's like, for one, they feel like they have a superiority over us because they're in Africa, but you're just in worse, dire straits, the same as we are. Mm-hmm. And there's no excuse for that other than the fact that you've moved away from your practices, your traditions. So for me, it all starts there with the spirituality. You sold it to white people and Latin people coming over there and taking the shit. So, of course, you know, there's a domino effect. That's the way I see it.
What's very interesting about what you're saying is that Africa is also, I call it on the matrix system, or the matrix system. And they follow what I call the spiritual energies of Kemetic, which is the Egyptian culture. But people have to understand, though, that Egypt, of course, is part of Africa, but I always said Egypt is nothing but an airport. Everybody flies. Mm-hmm. What people also have to understand is with Egypt and its energy, there's also Rome, there's also Greece, and there's also Spain involved. Those three countries have interesting sexual practices and rituals. What people also have to understand, within the kinetic energy, there's a difference between the goat and the ram. The original energy in Egypt, and there was a specific practice of bestiality that connects now all around Africa, was they were fucking first the ram. And that's why when we look at some of the headdresses, it's not of the goat. It is the ram, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Roman people brought over the goat, and then which ties into the so with the what people call the Baphomet. But the Baphomet is nothing but an energy of female and male masculinity, and that's what the fuck we have to understand. However, when we're looking at all of these energies that entered into Africa before Christ and after Christ, then we have to look at the trail of our culture and the sexual energy that has been used as ritualistic, which is, again, the matrix and matrix system. What's fucked up within that, when we talk before Christ and after Christ, then now let's talk slavery. Now we have the Europeans going over there from the UK on, the pilgrims, all of them motherfuckers, missionaries, all of them, that has created this sexual ritual atmosphere which has brought Africa down to its knees. Anal sex is a very serious act, and it is a ritualistic act that pulls from a different type of galactic energy and a different soul. And it hits in the back, and the back is your spine, which is your sexual organ, which is your spinal cord. And some like to, you know, they're interested in the Kabbalah, which is, of course, the Kundalini. When you hitting it from the back, you're pulling feces and all the energies and that are toxic, okay? And what you don't understand is that hits the universe and it causes a certain vibration. It doesn't matter if it's female or male, It's just what the fuck it is. So if we have Africa who has lost its religion, lost its practices, lost its energy, really don't know what shit is. They believe that they're practicing customs, but they're not. They barely know if Orishas are real or not. Then what the fuck is really going on? They have sat up and let Christianity and Catholicism, Seventh-day Adventist, all that shit come into Africa and transform its energy. The energies of Rome is dark matter, dark energy. Even if you go into a church of Catholicism or Romanistic church, it is a dark matter. It intertwines itself into Egypt, okay? The bottom line is this. That's why I said, people, look at the whole story of Noah's Ark differently, because in Africa, there's a lot of energies of bestiality. The bottom line is that we need to go back and start looking at these African leaders who hire men and fuck them, who hire children and fuck them. And I'm talking about African presidents, bitch. And the bottom line is that we better start looking at that practice. We already stood up and looked at Dubai, and I'm going to consider that Africa too, even though it's Saudi Arabia. But we have African princes and kings that go there and hire prostitutes, male prostitutes. But check this shit out. Some of them are entertainers. Some of them are like motherfuckers like Offset, who sit up and be fucking these kings and shit in Africa. And Offset is fucking who connected to who? Cardi B. What the fuck Cardi B was doing there? How come we're not talking about a lot of these rappers going to African countries, including Dubai, and being male prostitutes and busting it wide open? Can we talk? Can we talk? So now we have this whole energy, which also not only transforming itself from Africa, but it also transitions itself into America, where the black entertainer has to fuck a man or have a boyfriend on the side. Not a side chick, but a nigga. But it comes from our mother and father. Our mother and father is Africa. We're just a descendant. They're our ancestors. So if they busting it wide open and being gazy, then what the fuck are we going to be? And you brought up something interesting. You brought up the women. But are we going to talk about the women that are lesbians that are fucking white bitches? Which is a disgrace.
Yeah.
Because our vaginas are spirit. And every part of our body is ancestral. So if we have an ancestral energy that was raped and disrespected, that energy is going to be angry. And it will fuck up your life, our ancestor, because you over here fucking the bitch, licking, dildoing it. Is that what it is? Let's really get to the root and stop being afraid to talk, rituals, and customs. Black people, we are disrespected like a motherfucker. Our men are disrespected like a motherfucker because they looked at as feminine and bitch assness. I'm going to keep it real. Let's loop back around and peep the Chinese man that got at the brother and say, you ain't man enough. You got to peep this for a moment. How in the fuck does Africa let a whole Chinese country take over their whole country? How does Africa let white people come over there and fuck their men and rape their women? How does Africa let Asian men come over there and fondle little girls, their pussies and vaginas and tits? How does Africa let black African women king Asian men? How does Africa help with the trafficking of their own people into Rome? How? How does Africa let Asia kick out their African people from their country, but you don't kick them out of your country? How? How is it the elders of the village don't stand strong and firm and whip the asses of individuals of other countries who come in and stick their dicks in their sons' asses, underage boys? How come? How come there's not a regulation? I'm sorry, Sam, I'm on a roll. How come there's not a regulation on Europeans and whosoever coming over there to Africa gazing up and then marrying the men and forcing them into prostitution and then getting rid of them after they're done? Go ahead, Sandy.
For all those questions, I'm going to always go back to how come they abandoned their spirituality? Because none of that would have been possible if you wouldn't abandon your spirituality, because for the simple fact that all of that could have been handled spiritually, but you're not the spiritualist that their society is not what it once was. It's weak and pathetic. So for an Asian man to even step and say something like that is because they aren't viewed as men. And it's easy to do all those things that you said because of that. They abandon their spirituality and soul spirits. They sold spirits to other cultures, even cultures that have, you know, oppressed.
What do you mean about that they sold? Okay, what do you mean that they sold spirits?
They sold spirits. They sold work. They sold practices. They sold voodoo to the highest bidders that came over there. They sold spirits. They sold spirits where over here the practice of orishas is a novelty. It's a joke. And we were discussing about somebody, and I ain't going to say her name. I told you yesterday about somebody who was selling her oil. She's is a stripper, and she's calling on the legba. That's a selling of spirits. You done made it all novelty. People that come over here, people from here that go over there to basically buy spirits. I don't know any other way to say it. You buying religion. You buying traditions. You buying black magic. You buying witchcraft. And you come over, you come back here, and you make it a novelty. You make it a fucking joke. Everybody's Oshun. Everybody's this. Oh, everybody, I can do this because I went to Africa to learn this. To me, they sold spirits. So in my eyes, that's, they abandoned. The spirits abandoned you. You sold them. So, no, they're not going to work for you anymore because you sold them to the highest bidder. So that's how all the questions you just asked, that's how all that is able to happen, because they sold their spirits. And so who is going to come and help them? No one, because you sold them.
There is something you're saying very interesting that popped in my head, and I had to write it down. Alegwa, Alegba, Legba, issue. There's something all of that energy, and I don't care how they want to say the cross, blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck. But what I do give a fuck about, because I know who you talk about when you talk about that stripper bitch that's up there using the energies to sell pussy.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, for some reason, that's been going on, that people been using the spirit either Oshun, it's either Shango, or it's either a Ligba, that they're using for sexual energies and to sell pussy and dick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In addition to, I remember somebody was telling me that in Atlanta, that's all that's what's going on. Everybody have fucking alikes, red and black, but selling dope on the corners and bending over and busting it wide open and fucking each other, men on men. They're pulling them spirits of the Orishas. But are they really pulling the Orishas, which are elemental? So therefore, we have this new breed of motherfuckers out here misusing African energies for sexual manifestation, and those mm-hmm. are the main energies that they're using. They love using Shango. They love using Oshun, but the main that they love using is either they either call them Olipa or Ishu for sexual energy. And I also noticed they use Olipa and Ishu for same sex energy. Okay? But I'm going to tell you something. Because there's such a disrespect with Orishas, with African deities, with spirituality, that's why we're fucked up. Because we have been disrespecting our energies. Back in the day, it wasn't perfect. It was fucked up, but we had businesses. We were handling our business. Not saying there wasn't gay boys. Not saying there wasn't gay women, but there was still some kind of pride. And there wasn't any compromising, okay? We have brothers out there on the front line that were gay. That's no fucking problem, but they understood enough about rituals and spirituality, and they still practice mm-hmm. in its proper form. That's why I talked about my mother practicing African energies on real. My mother learned a lot of her African energies from Nigerians because matter of fact, they taught my mother how to braid hair. And my mother used to braid my hair in the ceremonial design from Nigeria because my grandmother had the energies living in her house, and I believe it was Nigerian. So the bottom line is that they ain't shit anybody can tell me. My mother have always been about that life. My father, even though he was in the prison system, but he was part of that black shit. So the bottom line is they're still cold in fucking prison when it comes up to black issues, black energy. It's still cold. But we're off cold right now, and we're not using our energies properly at all. We're killing ourselves. We have literally let social media, the entertainment world, just swoop up on our spirituality. It doesn't matter if it's Egyptian, Ifa, whatever, Orisha, dark spirit, light spirit. We have let the entertainment world and people come and fuck up our shit. Then we get our understanding of spirituality from the Latin culture, from white people. Why is the leader, the leader of Haitian magic in America a white man? Why? Can someone explain that to me? Why is their whole organization that has created their input and their understanding of Orisha energy and their white people?
Mm-hmm.
They're telling you what it is. I'm going to say this now. Remember in Los Angeles, we were in that Botanica, and remember I was buying something, and the Latino guy was just telling me, oh, a league with this. Lead it in.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there just listening.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm black. I'm black. Why are you telling me about what you think it is? You learned it from a black person. Do you understand this is African culture? Because remember when we were in Sacramento, see, we travel around in Sacramento. When we were in the Botanica, do you remember how that lady was her Bible out. She's Latino, went to Africa and learned Yoruba. But meanwhile, she's side busting. Talk about, well, this is African, but you did it.
But the problem is that there are black people that will listen to them as opposed to listen to you or any other black person. And that's a part of the problem. Because if that happens, that makes it okay. But sometimes black people are problematic in the fact that they don't want to take information from another black person thinking that they don't know shit. But they'll listen to a white person or a Latin person and accept it as if it's bond, it's word, problem. So then when you or I or somebody else that's knowledgeable come along and get with them or whatever, and they try to tell you some shit, and you look at them like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's where the problem lies, because you have black people that actually will listen to that shit and accept it from them as opposed to another black person. That's part of the problem.
And you know that's been part of the problem. And the bottom line is that that's been part of the problem. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You hear me? Okay.
Because
you know from the start of Wayward, people were niggas. Let's say niggas were always the ones to get with you and tell you don't know what you're talking about. Even occasionally, you might have somebody in the comments, you don't know what you're talking about. Fuck what? But you'll listen to a white person, you'll listen to a Latin person tell you about your shit. So who's the moron? You fucking listening to a white person or a Latin person telling you about your shit. And they could be telling you any fucking thing. But you want to be bubble on the phone.
We have callers. So I'm going to see the WhatsApp.
Only...
Oh, one of them. Well, one of them hung up. So they must be on some punk shit. So let's go.
Shit. All right.
Let's see. Good morning. Hello? How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
I'm good.
So you guys spoke about anal and like the fact that like a lot of that's how the body like gets rid of a lot of stuff, and that's how it eliminates things. Could you go into like maybe more to like the energy aspect of that, because that's something that like I never really heard before.
I have no problem with that. That could even be a whole other show, even the energy. But, okay. Okay. But thank you, caller.
Yeah, no problem.
Here's another one. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi. My name is Courtney.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Wayward. Candy, how you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm in awe of you ladies. I just want to give you guys like hella props. You guys are awesome. I'm from Mississippi, and I just wanted to speak on a point that Wayward always brings up about the Asians. When you were talking about Africa, Asians, I just wanted to give my perspective. Growing up in Mississippi, we are well known for catfish farms. We were. But my mother was a journalist for WABG Channel 6 out of Greenville, Mississippi. You can research and look it up. Her name is Linda Rule. And she, you know, used to always tell me stuff. Don't look at things for what they really are. She was always, you know, always questioned everything, even though we're, you know, Southern Baptist people. So this whole conspiracy thing has always been in me, but I've always questioned stuff. But from the time in the 90s, my mother did a story about the Japanese and the Chinese coming in to visit the Mississippi Delta which is like Inverness, Indianola, Greenville, Greenwood, those areas. And they pretty much came over and studied our catfish farm. So I would say within the next 5 to 6 years, it was a huge industry here. It was a lot of black people working. Everybody was doing great because they had catfish farms and processing areas. So a lot of black people were working in those fields. And so about 10 years passed, our catfish farms literally have dried up. They are gone. So when you speak about Asians and how they work, they run the long game because they came over here to Mississippi, studied our catfish farms. Now, I think Japan and China are now creating most of the catfish that you get in this country now. Very little of it comes from the Mississippi Delta anymore, and we're known, like, we were catfish capital of the world. Proud to say it, but not anymore. And now you have crap like tilapia, which is, yeah. But what I'm saying is Asians run the long game. So they've been buying up. They've been, you know, infiltrating, but they do it so sneaky. And I just wanted to give my insight on, you know, the whole, you know, how they're going over to Africa and buying up land and doing this and that. They've been doing it probably to all other countries because I know just from growing up in the Mississippi Delta, they've already been doing it here. And they're racist as hell.
And around what, like what period of time?
This was the early, I would say, 1992 till about 1996-97 because we moved to Georgia in 98. But when we would come back to visit, we would notice that the catfish farms were starting to dwindle. Now they're pretty much all gone, and they've pretty much just been converted to farming, like regular farming land, which we used to also farm a lot of cotton. We used to farm cotton. Cotton used to be a huge producer here. Not anymore. It's mostly soybeans and corn. And my uncle's a farmer.
Soybeans.
He's got about 5,000 acres.
Soybeans,
yes. That's all we farmed during
Tuskegee, when Washington Carver was saying what the hell soybeans are used for. So why
that's
in the
all
hell
we
would there be
down
a
here.
Whole farm? That's shady.
That's all. Look, that's industry now, and it's mostly for. Our corn isn't even really used for food anymore. Just like in Nebraska, theirs is used for the ethanol. Most, I'd say about 20 to 30% of it's used for food, but most of the rest of it is used for ethanol. It's going towards something else, being used for something else. But yeah, most of our farmers, they don't even produce cotton anymore. The expenses are too high, and also, oh yeah, Japan took that too.
Japan creates
cotton now. Yeah, our cotton gins, all that stuff has shut down. I remember waking up to the cotton gin right across the street from my house, and that thing has been closed down for over 20 years. So, yes.
But you know,
You're welcome.
No, thank you for calling, but I'm going to piggyback on what you're talking about. Thank you, caller.
Go ahead. Yes, please.
Oh, sorry. I have one more person. Just a moment.
My name
hello,
is Ukuiku from Wakanda. Yes, hello.
Yeah.
My name is Ukuiku.
That's Chad.
My name is Ukuiku from Wakanda. No, I am not Chad. I just wanted to say, you look like Robert Norman.
Who?
Sandy, you look like Robert Norman. My name is Ukuiku from Wakanda. My name is not Chad.
Get your child.
My name is not Chad. You are Ukuiku from Wakanda. You look like Norman.
Get your child. I'm just going to be doing on the IG Live.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wait,
bye.
What?
Bye. Dang. He said, "Wait, what?" Bye, boy. Oh gosh. Oh gosh. That's that shit I'm talking about. That's that shit I'm talking about.
Mom, I swear. Danny
looks
like Norman.
Who?
Who is Norman?
Who?
And why do I look like a man?
Norman Ross. Who's Norman Ross?
The guy who pays.
Oh my gosh, he's talking about the Jew, the fake Jewish guy who had the fake afro. Who is that?
Who is that?
Remember
yo,
on Channel 9?
Like why I can't look like a man?
I don't know.
Woman.
My daddy just be coming out with some shit. I think he's That's talking
that
about your hair.
Shit.
My name is Lupita.
That is. That is. That's. He's talking about your hair. He's talking about your hair. I'm getting my shit done on Tuesday, okay? Damn. That was interesting.
I could have really been from Africa.
He talked about he could have really been from Africa. Okay, and he said that basically you shut him down.
Yeah.
He could have really been from Africa. No. And you talking
no.
about that Chad. You do that Because she said that you do that shit all the time. She said you've gotten on Instagram Live.
My name is Uquigley from Uganda.
You right here saying it with me. They can hear you. Uquigley.
My name is Uquigley from Uganda.
But go on with that. Jeez. You know the one caller talked about energy of anal.
Uh-huh.
In addition to it was something interesting the other caller who talked about soybeans and corn.
Uh-huh.
Because I uh-huh. also know they can use corn for energy and also for gas. The soybean, that's Asian. Why the fuck would soybeans be growing, knowing that's bad for our health? And the Tuskegee energy, which was George Washington Carver, already talked about how soybeans affect our body. But the interesting part of it is this. You know what popped in my head, and we watch Japanese people or Asian people have money in banks?
Uh-huh.
Like wealth? If
yeah.
our wealth was in farming and manufacturing, like they talked about the catfish, and then
uh-huh.
and then created that fake fish tilapia that kills people?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know better at the time. Now I know. You see, I don't eat that shit anymore.
What about
That's
is
a
my
hybrid.
Is that a real fish? You know that Mayan fish? What is it?
Oh,
I think it's called my.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to like research that. But here's what I'm peeping. We see a lot of Asian people with wealth, and we really didn't understand. Not until this, I didn't understand until this caller said what they said. So they sat up, dehydrated America and the black community of their wealth and their farms.
But you know what?
Let me
ask this real quick. My
mm-hmm.
mother grew up on a farm, and it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the city that she said, it sounded like the city that my mother grew up in.
In Mississippi?
Louisiana, though.
Oh, Louisiana,
no,
okay.
Louisiana. So my mother was, her grandfather had acres and acres of farmland, and it was cotton. So they, you know, my mother would have to pick cotton and shit, and then they would go to the gin to sell the cotton.
This is also part of the problem. Every time my grandmother needed money or wanted money, her being a daddy's girl, my great grandfather would sell off portions of his. He would sell, you know, acres or parts of his farm to give her money. Instead of, and literally it dwindled and dwindled and dwindled because she liked to spend money. She liked to spend money. And he ended up, you know, with a small portion of the farm left. And my mother was, what do you call it? My mother was resentful of the fact that every time she needed money, he would go sell off parts of his land. So there's also that sense of, you know, Black people don't hold on to what they have. They sell it off.
That's real shit.
It off. And it kind of goes back to also in a way of our generation and even the ones after us or before us who had, let's talk about San Francisco and all the property, all the Black people
that sold it.
All the property, like in the Bayview, there was the Kennedys. They owned the store right there on 3rd and 3rd and Newcomb. I can't remember. They owned a whole bunch of stuff, and they sold off parts as the old, you know, the elders passed away and left it to their offspring. The offspring got on crack back in the 80s, and would sell the shit off. So in some cases, if you don't have anybody reliable or dependent to, you know, trustworthy to leave it to keep that wealth going, that, you know, generational wealth going, you don't have any other choice but to, you know, leave it to whoever you can leave it to and hope that they keep it. But most of the time they don't and they sell it off. So it's that whole cycle. That's literally the whole cycle of just being, you know, irresponsible and whatever, and just wanting to do what you want to do. And Asians don't have that mentality that we have.
Nah, they believe in wealth. And the bottom line is that it's funny that you say that, because even with my family, I'm going to say really from Fillmore, they sold all their shit. Everybody my grandmother knew that was in her club, they sold off their houses. They sold off property. I remember I always talk about the clubhouse in Hopland, and I always talk about that down the hill there was the Fritzer Wine in Napa.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that, shit, I was forced, not even knowing what the fuck was going on, to give my part to my uncle. I don't know what it was. And my cousin was like, no, you should have rented that to them. We don't even know how to rent shit. We just sell it. You see what I mean? So when we looking at wealth within the Asian community, and we seeing them just going up in Gucci and Louis Vuitton and Christian Dior and all that shit, that's on our backs, because we just sold our souls and our land and shit to them motherfuckers. She said, the person said the 90s. Remember yesterday I told you I seen a video or something that was coming on, I don't know if it was on one of them channels, saying 90s, the last great year. Now, that's very interesting, because in the 80s, hella Black people got on crack and sold their shit, sold their houses and lost it. Then in the 90s, motherfuckers wanted to be rich bitches. Then you had that new energy coming in of banking money, chains, Maseratis and all that bullshit, as much as consciousness was going on, and niggas selling their shit. And selling their land. The bottom line is that, even talk about the cotton gin and talking about cotton, there isn't any kind of way we should have been selling our cotton to any fucking body if our ancestors was fucking picking the shit. And the same thing goes for sugar cane. All that shit. Now it's across the seas. What's that shit, Margetti, that you study in going to buy biology or biological or whatever you went? And maybe you were talking about the M. You know what I'm talking about. Margetti.
Oh, the okay,
okay, Chad, okay. No, the GMOs. And remember you was, okay, so remember you was telling me that America is sending all that shit around the world? Okay, think about that. That's a spell within itself, okay? But now I understand how these Asian countries are wealthy. Their wealth and wealthy on our backs that we didn't sold our souls.
Yeah.
Now we ain't got shit.
No, just
they
pussy
are the
to
super
sell.
Country. Japan came back because remember I told you my grandmother got her house due to World War II because after they went and put the Japanese up in them concentration camps, everything was left right where it stood, and my grandmother ended up buying her house and shit. A lot of field, that's how a lot of black people came to Fillmore and bought up. But everybody else used their work on us. But just to quickly say this, someone wanted me, one of the callers wanted me to speak further about anal sex and energy. That's a whole
uh-huh.
other show, and that's a whole other dynamic. Okay? Because all that shit is also connected to the universal system. Okay? And when something is connected to the universal system, does that mean it's correct? Does it mean it's right? But everything is a matrix and a matrix. So I'm going to do another show talking about anal sex and the energy that it pushes out. And how does that affect us? Okay, so that's going to be another show. So you have any last words, Sandy?
Bye, Trevor. Bye, Jennifer. Fuck you.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Bye,
okay.
Chad.
This is Wayward Renegade Witches Vlog. It is up when you was a real motherfucking work done.